News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Whether she's going for a hot girl run, a slow girl run, or even a lazy girl run, there's no denying that young women are taking to the roads like never before. But what is behind the hashtag girl run trend? And is the online mode actually translating into IRL miles? Lots of phrases there that I need to Google in a minute, but while I'm doing that, News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
If you run from this pole just up to this one here on your right-hand side. Okay, let's go. Good.
It's a brisk morning by Farmley House at Dublin's Phoenix Park. I'm up, barely. Caffeinated, not enough. And out for an early session with running coach Katrina McKiernan.
We want to have our feet landing underneath our body.
It's not exactly a natural environment for me. I'm in my flatmate's trainers. But it is an increasingly native one for a growing cohort of young female runners.
Drop your eyes, make sure you cannot see the front of your shoes.
So what's behind the hashtag girl run trend? And how are young women upending the male-dominated sport?
It's really taken off in the last couple of months, and I think it's the most positive trend I have ever seen take off on social media.
Nathalie Lennon is a personal trainer, nutritional coach and content creator.
I was one of those girls. I was never good at sport, no matter how much I tried. And it was in the final year of my degree that I got into running.
You're not on your phone when you're on these runs. Like, you're taking that break from social media and online. You're just on the runs, having organic, natural chats with people. I think people are longing for that.
Aisling Moore and Sophie Hamilton are part of Slow Girl Run, a non-competitive running club where the post-run tea and chats are just as important as the huff and puff prior.
Younger people are trying to, I suppose, focus on socialising outside of drinking. Everything has just gotten so much more expensive and running is free. And, you know, even us, I think there was like a couple of hundred people who joined the group just in the last few weeks.
It's community people are longing for, and like we're in a place where a lot of people are moving abroad, and it can be very hard to make friends.
Non-competitive running is certainly appealing to younger women. But according to the research, they're also racing more than ever before.
I always, at the end of the day, ended up giving up on running. Always, always.
Selena Stevenson was just your average couch potato this time last year.
I'm sick of feeling so unfit. I'm a young woman. I want to be able to run. I randomly signed myself up for the London Marathon, and I know that sounds crazy, but I was like, I'm so goal-driven, so if I give myself a big goal, I know I'll be able to do it.
She's documented her marathon journey ever since, amassing over 100,000 followers on Instagram in the process.
I think people just see themselves in me. They can see the journey that I've gone on, and they're like, well, I could do that. You know, it's more of a realistic journey.
Back in Farmley, former London, Berlin and Amsterdam marathon winner Katrina McKiernan tells me women's running has changed a lot since she started in the 90s.
It was on the fields on the family farm at the back of the house. I dare not go out on the road because it wasn't a normal thing to do that. I had to win a couple of All-Irelands before I picked up the courage to do that.
The Irish Olympian and four-time world cross-country silver medalist is thrilled to see so many young women enjoying the sport she loves. I ask her for a little advice to those of us still in need of some coaxing.
Download a Couch to 5K programme, and there is different ones. There's ones for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. You know, you can take as long as you like, and then setting yourself a goal, because that's important to get you off the couch, knowing that at the end of whatever 8, 10, 12 weeks that you're going to test yourself.
Katrina McKiernan finishing up that report from News Talk's Sarah Madden.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.